Coming up on 15 Seconds Until Airtime, Mark, 15 second stations, have fun.
The following is a presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports. Live from the legendary Catfish Hole in Fayetteville, you're on the air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and West Rock Coffee. Your chance to talk to the head coach of the Hogs begins now on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG. On the Air with Chad Morris is brought to you by Lindsay. Lindsay is number one in apartments, golf, and real estate. West Rock Coffee, the official coffee of the Razorbacks, roasted right here in Arkansas. Find West Rock locally, online, and proudly served in Razorback Stadium. First Security Bank, what's your better? Get there with First Security. By your Arkansas Ford dealers, the Ford F-150 is the official truck of the Razorbacks, built Ford tough. By Pepsi, all for the Hogs. Petty Jean Meats, proud to be the official ham and bacon of the Razorbacks. Taste the difference with Petty Jean Meats. By Shelter Insurance, Shelter is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Arkansas-Missouri Battle Line Rivalry football game. For your auto, home, and life, we're your shield. We're your shelter. Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital. Go where the Razorbacks go. By the Arkansas Attorney General's Office. For consumer tips, go to arkansasag.gov. Center Point Energy. Proud supporter of Razorback Athletics. Always there. And by the legendary Catfish Hole Restaurants. Proudly serving the best fish, chicken tenders, and hush puppies anywhere in Arkansas. Now, let's talk Arkansas football. Alongside head coach Chad Morris, here's your host, the voice of the Razorbacks, Chuck Barrett.
They are ready at the Catfish Hole as we usher in football season. I think we can officially say it is football season if we are on the air from the Catfish Hole. And it is our first edition of On the Air with Chad Morris. Let's welcome the head coach of the Razorbacks to the Catfish Hole, everybody. That's all right. You can whoop it up a little bit. Everybody's got their phones up taking pictures. And this is our preseason edition. We'll have a game week edition next week before the Razorbacks take on Eastern Illinois. But, gosh, Coach, you look around this room, I'd say these folks are ready.
Ready for some ball, aren't we? How about that? Yeah. Great crowd tonight. Holy cow. I mean, I literally just ran off the practice field. Literally ran off the practice field, took the fastest shower in the history of showers, and we drove over here, and here we are.
Well, and these people have been waiting on you, and these fans have been waiting on you, and you've gotten a taste of all this over the last several months. What's that been like for you?
It's been incredible, you know, traveling across our great state and visiting all the people that are just passionate about not just Razorback football, but just Razorbacks, and just the extreme just passion, the excitement, and man, I'm so excited to be a part of it.
In terms of your football team, you've moved into the next stage of preseason camp. School started, and everything's kind of different this week, isn't it?
It is. You know, we actually finished our second scrimmage on Saturday. So we broke camp Saturday night with a team picture and did all our individual pictures. And then Sunday was our day off. We had academic meetings. And then Monday being first day of class, the one thing I have learned in 20-something years of being a part of coaching is that you never practice football on the first day of class. I mean, you're set up for a disaster. I've been mad more times on the first day of school. So I just said, I wised up and said, we're just not going to practice on that first day. And so yesterday was our first day back out there, and it was a good day, and today was even better.
And you've got a football team that's hungry. That's really been evident from the moment you were hired. They're hungry to win games.
They are. You know, that was evident, very, very evident in early December when they hired me and had a chance to meet with the team. And then we took the Christmas break, got back in there in January, and had a chance to sit down individually with every one of our players and just talk and just listen to them. And the one thing that would resonated with all our players is that they just felt like that, you know, for whatever reason, and you know, everybody had a different reason and mindset of why it happened. But the one thing that all just resonated more than anything was that, Coach, we don't want to go back down that road that we just traveled. And so that that I said, well, you have to show me. Don't tell me, but show me. And so how we worked and how they prepared through the month of December and all the way up to our month of January, all the way up to where we are today is definitely been evident. They are hungry.
The bodies look different. Now, the style of play requires that, but that's really been an emphasis, I gather.
It is, and I wish I could say something that I had something to do with it, but I didn't. But our strength coach did, and our strength staff did. Trumaine Carroll and our entire strength staff really focused so much energy on just changing and transforming the body. We felt like that when we got here that our players were strong, that they were that, but very much out of shape. I did not feel like to run what we need to run and play at a pace that we need to play at, could we hold up? And so the transformation started in early January. And as you look at pictures of before pictures and after pictures of our players, it's absolutely phenomenal the way these guys have bought in. But it goes back to how hungry they are, too.
You know, you've talked a lot about, you know, left lane, hammer down style of play, but that really starts in the off-season work too, doesn't it?
It does, and you know, as we got back in there in January, I think our first meeting was around the 14th or 15th of January, and just shared with them that look, the old way didn't work. If the old way worked, I wouldn't be here, and so that was evident straight up, and that we were not gonna reference back and say that you know what worked in the past was gonna work for the future. It wasn't, and here's what it's gonna take to win. Here's what it's gonna take to be successful. And it's going to take you being comfortable being uncomfortable. And that was my message to these guys through the month of January. And then we rolled into spring ball. And they've done a great job. I'm so proud of these players and where we are to this point in time because they are. They're hungry. And, you know, yesterday was our first day back since school started. And really just didn't have a very good practice. You know, anytime you change the routine of a player – you know, it just didn't go to our standard, and our standard's best, and it wasn't near to that yesterday. So I challenged them, and man, today they responded. And every time I've challenged this group, they've always responded, and that just tells you so much that look, they want it. They don't want to let a fan base down. They don't want to let themselves down. They don't want to let a university down. They're ready, and I know they're tired of hitting on each other right now too.
Admittedly, it's kind of an open question, but kind of give us an idea about how camp has gone so far. Has there been the progress you were hoping for?
It has. I always talk about there's four seasons. There's the camp season. Then there's your preseason where you play your non-conference game. Then you have your conference teams, and then you have your bowl season. And how we approach each season is evident in the success. So we structure everything, okay, let's be the best team we can be through fall camp. And how are we going to do that? We got to get 1% better every day. Every group, every coach, every unit has to get 1% better every day. And if we'll do that, at the end of fall camp, we'll look out and go, you know what? We had a really good camp. And that's where we are. Now, we broke Saturday from a scrimmage and got some really good work in. And I feel like that this team is definitely pointing in the right direction and moving in the right way.
As you move through, pardon me, this week now, are you in game week mode now? Do you have a couple of days before you get there? How do you balance that?
Well, yes and no. I know we have what we call our Beanie Bowl, and back in the day, some of you guys know from used to put beanies on top of your helmet to put a different color so it represents the opponent. So that's how the Beanie Bowl got started. Now you got jerseys, so we put different color jerseys on these guys. So we go through a mock game Saturday. It'll go about an hour and 10 minutes, hour and 15 minutes. But leading up to it, the Tuesday practice, the Wednesday practice, yesterday and today was a little bit more extended than a normal game week would be. We were a little bit more physical today and yesterday than we would be next week. So it's kind of breaking camp, but yet trying to get them into a routine of a game week. Tomorrow, we call extended meetings and class on grass. So we'll go out and really work a lot of a slower pace, a lot of teaching on the field on Thursdays. That's like a game week. Fridays are a true run through. Well, this Friday will be a full-fledged practice. We're going to step on them pretty good Friday because we know Saturday's mock game won't be nearly as long. So kind of, sort of, but just more than anything, getting them into a routine.
You talk about the mock game. That's right up to the coaches up in the booth, the headsets, all that stuff. There's so many details that go into playing a football game that maybe a lot of people don't see.
There is, you know, and with the new rules, you know. So you have to go through that. And obviously with us opening up the north end zone, that'll be the first time we're actually going to bus our players around and we're going to go through a hog walk. We're going to go down. We're going to see the locker room. We want Saturday to be the first time that they see it, not the September 1st Saturday. And get all that newness out of us, and then we get out on the field, and then with the new rules and, you know, the new uniform change, so if pants are above the knees and a player has to come out, so you'll see us, we'll actually script in a player with a uniform malfunction, it has to come out and having a sub ready, we'll script a fight in there and what happens, and I'll call them up and we'll script an excessive celebration, one of our guys breaks and a long run and high steps 15 yards out, and we'll throw the flag and we'll talk about this is what happens. And it's a great teaching moment. And but, you know, again, we get a lot of good work in too.
All right, folks, that's where we start. Now, we're going to do this as we've done in the past. Our Ask the Coach segment's going to be brought to you by Academy Sports. That's going to come up in just a few minutes. Drake Greenlaw is going to be here tonight. Yelda Froholt is going to be here tonight. So we've got a lot to do. And some of you have probably seen the Academy Sports slips of paper, the questionnaires on your tables. If you want to fill those out and bring them up, we'll pass those questions along. So stay with us. On the Air with Chad Morris is brought to you by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee. We're on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
It's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales Event. The last chance to get 0% APR financing for 72 months and 1,000 Ford credit bonus cash on a wide lineup of Ford SUVs. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Expedition. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by September 4th, 2018. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
Proud partner of the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Have you ever thought about what makes your coffee worthy of your mornings?
Of filling your favorite mug?
Of fueling you throughout the day?
Let me tell you why Westrock Coffee is worthy of drinking. Through fair and direct trade, training and support, coffee farmers around the globe have hope, opportunity, and a way to thrive, like the coffee farmers in my beautiful home country, Rwanda.
Westrock is the official coffee of the Razorbacks. Find it locally, online, and now proudly served throughout Razorback Stadium.
On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee, continues after this word from your local stations. This is the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
All right, folks, we welcome you back to the Catfish Hole. We are live with Chad Morris. It is our first edition of the year, and we got a lot of folks in here tonight. It's exciting. All right, we reached the point in the program where you're going to have an opportunity to ask the coach some questions. It's brought to you by Academy Sports. And Kim just handed me a question, Coach, and since she's close by, I'm just going to start right here. Kim, go ahead.
Oh, I get to ask
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you get to ask
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, let me think what I wrote down.
Well, I was going to say, you got to read it.
I was wondering, do you think if we're going to have any, do you think we are going to have any receivers this year that could possibly hit 1,000 yards plus?
That's a great question, Kim. And if you look at our track record, we've had a 1,000-yard receiver every year that I've been coaching. And so the it's favorable for that if you go back and look at the track record. So, I don't know. We'll wait and see. I know we've got some players that are working extremely hard, and, the offense will be set up for them. But, we're going to be we're a run-oriented football team. But what happens is when you run the football as much as we do, you set up play-action shots down the field. So, I really hope to have a couple of guys that break that 1,000-yard mark. We actually had the nation's leading receiver last year and had 2,000-yard receivers. So, we'll see. We hope. Thank you.
All right, Coach, we got another one over here from Deborah.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Deborah.
I was just wondering, have you noticed a big difference between high school football here and in Texas, other than the size of the stadiums?
Well, you know what? There's great high school football all across our state here. And, the one thing as traveling around in the spring and visiting and having a chance to see so many high school coaches come up on campus this year and talk football with us, there's one thing that's all common, and they're passionate. They know the difference that they make at that high school level. And the communities are so involved and so entrenched in the high school football here. So there's a lot of similarities. The one thing that is different is that we've actually started our season here in Arkansas, and Texas hadn't. So they're still a week away, but I'm excited. I had a chance to spend with a couple coaches today, Coach Conway and Coach Clark, and I know they're excited about it. But you just got to love this time of year with high school football.
All right, now for those of you in the audience, if you've got a question, you'll raise your hand. Either side of the room, we'll get a microphone to you. I've got a few that are written down here that I'm going to call on. All right, you go ahead, Red.
I've got one prayer, that you start better than Broyles did.
He started slow, but he came on.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, where is Joel? Where's Joel at? All right, Joel, I'm coming to you. Over here, I gotta get over here to Joel. Joel, go ahead.
Coach, we've been hearing a lot of things on media about the offensive line. So tell us what you can.
Yeah, we've got we came into the year with our numbers being low. And I say low. We came in. You want to have 15 guys on scholarship. We came in. We had 13. And so we knew that we were going to have to cross-train a lot of our guys. And, Yelda, which will be here in a little bit, he was a guard. We moved him to center. That's just kind of where he fits. It makes us all better. And he's done a fabulous job that way. Colton Jackson is a young man that right before the start of camp had to have back surgery. We expect to get him back. The prognosis on him is really looking good, so we'll hope to have him back in about 3 weeks. And those guys have done a great job. Coach Fry's done a really good job cross-training them. They're working. They're working extremely hard. And, I'm excited. Dalton Wagner will be back. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But we've got what we feel like by moving Austin Capps over from the defense to the offensive side. He's really came on and actually had a really good day today. So, again, he provides depth for us. So we're right there in that 13 range still with some moves that we've had. It's unfortunate that Deion Malone got hurt. He was a guy that was having a really good camp early on. But that happens. That happens in football. But these guys are going to be all right. Coach Fry does a really good job with them.
All right, Coach, over to your left, back of the room. Here's Joanne.
Hi, Coach.
Hi.
I'm interested in the kicking game. How's that coming along? And how are they trained?
How are they trained?
Yeah, like if they miss a field goal or a point after, what do they do? What do you do?
Well, what do we do to them, huh?
Well,
put the water on them and.
No, well, you know, certain players, when they mess up, they have to do the up and back.
Oh, yeah, the up downs.
Okay.
I got you.
What do the kickers do?
Yeah, well, they'll do up downs too. You know, there's times that we'll do up downs with them. There's times that, really what we try to do is we try to put them in as much of a pressure pack situation as possible. Connor Limpert is our kicker right now and has done a great job during camp. He's really, really over our last two scrimmages has done an outstanding job. We've kicked more live field goals, kicked two today, of true live field goals, full on rush. and trying to put these guys in pressure situations. And we feel like the more of that in practice that we can do, then the better in the game that they'll become. And I know Connor has actually won a game and kicked in a pressure-packed game. I believe he kicked an extra point or field goal in the Ole Miss game to win it. And so, again, we've got experience there. That's good. And you know, we're excited about Blake. Blake is our punter. Blake and Reed Bauer have been battling. Blake Johnson is for our punting position. So, we'll see. I know they punted as good as I've seen them punt last Saturday. Now the first scrimmage, I wasn't real pleased with their punting. Very inconsistent, and they started camp kind of slow. But they have really came on and really had a great day Saturday. So we'll see. Again, until you get out there and you get in that game September 1st, it's really hard to tell. So we have to put as much pressure on them during the course of practice as we can.
All right, Coach, right in front of you, we've got a question from Dale.
Hey, Coach, glad you're here.
Hey, Dale, thank you.
Been watching Arkansas practice football since Lou Holtz was coach.
So oh, wow.
Love watching him. Are you going to open up practices to the fans occasionally?
You know, we did in the spring, and we had a huge turnout, and that was good. You know, during the course of the season, it's really hard to do right now. But, you know, when spring rolls around, we'll open it back up again. So, absolutely.
All right, we got time for one more, two more maybe. Anybody on this side of the room? All right, you got to meet me halfway over here. We got an obstacle course on this side. They're jam-packed into the catfish hole tonight. All right. Yeah, you were playing that stuck card.
Coach, how are you going to utilize the new rules, especially redshirting?
Yeah, and I really love it. I was speaking at a luncheon today, and we were talking about the redshirt rule. And for some of you that don't understand what the redshirt rule is, and in the past, you had to pretty much, you know, at this time of the year, you had to tell a kid whether he was going to redshirt or not. And redshirt, nothing more means that, you know, he's going to set a year, he'll play next year. Well, the new redshirt rule comes in now, and it states that a player can play in any four games and can play as much in any four games as he wants or as the coach wants and still be able to hold the young man's redshirt, which is great. We've got some freshmen that are ready, and then they're going to play next Saturday. We've got some that will be ready that they're not ready yet. And so we'll slowly, strategically work that out, and hopefully by the end of the season, we'll bring some of those young guys along. What I like about it, it allows us that maybe in some areas that we don't have the depth, we got some guys, especially in the offensive line, I know we talked about that, but Noah Gatlin and Silas Robinson, true freshmen that really need to be redshirted, but they've had a really good camp. Well, they may play early and then still be able to hold that red shirt later on because they're going to be really good players for us. So I like it. I like it, especially early on. It allows teams with some to create some depth.
All right, anybody on this side of the room before we wrap it up? Not as many folks on this side. All right, we'll get one right over here, Coach. We'll have one more, and then we'll wrap it up. All right, you got the floor.
Okay, Coach, what I'm curious about is I've heard you talk about all the running backs and how you want to use so many running backs, and I know we have a lot of talent at that position, so I'm curious if you're planning on having like a first and second down back and a third down back, or got certain packages that different running backs are going to run, or how you're going to work those in.
Yeah, another great question there, and you know, I want to run the running back that wants to score, so it's whatever that package is. So that guy that wants to score is the one that's going to play. But again, back to your question, we do. We have some guys that are maybe a little bit more electric in space. Maybe it's third down and they're better out of the backfield. Maybe you have some that are better in pass protection. But I'm really excited. And we've got five quality running backs. And what I do know is this, that in this league and our ability to run the football, these guys are going to take some hits. And so to be able to rotate them and keep them fresh and get those guys ready to go for late in the game or even late in the season and still have healthy backs, it's a plus. And that's a position I'm extremely excited about. We got great depth there.
All right, folks, we appreciate your questions. We're going to do it again next week when we come back. Razorback great Quinn Grovey is going to join me. So are current Razorback greats Dre Greenlaw and Yelda Froholt. So stay with us. We've got more to come from the Catfish Hole on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
You're listening to On the Air with Chad Morris. fans, don't forget the Battle Line rivalry continues November 23rd on Black Friday in Columbia. Your Arkansas Razorbacks versus the Mizzou Tigers, with Mizzou leading the series 3-1. Round 5 is sure to rock the gridiron and heat up the border. And it's all being presented by Shelter Insurance. We're back at the Catfish Hole after this timeout on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
Life is better with football. And with First Security, we have the resources and the know-how to tackle your needs, plus a local team you can count on, so you're making better plays because First Security is making better happen during this season and every season. What's your better? Get there with us. Stop by your local First Security banking center or visit us online at fsbank.com today. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
I'm Attorney General Leslie Rutledge. I want to protect Arkansans from scams, fraud, and ID theft. This is the Rutledge Report.
Across our state, we face a prescription drug abuse epidemic. Arkansas is first in the nation when it comes to teens using non-medical pain relievers. Attorney General Rutledge is providing a critical new prescription drug education program to high school students across Arkansas at no cost to schools. Teachers, administrators, and homeschool leaders are urged to sign up for Prescription for Life, a digital interactive course to help students make safe and healthy decisions about prescription drugs. Prescription for Life, to keep Arkansas students safe.
Is it still the same?
I just can't get her fever to break.
Every emergency that involves a child is a big deal. That's why Arkansas Children's Northwest offers the only pediatric emergency room in Northwest Arkansas. Fast access, pediatric experts, and kid-sized care 24 hours a day.
Thanks, Arkansas Children's Northwest, for being there when we needed it most. Arkansas Children's Northwest, across from Arvest Ballpark in Springdale.
It's time for a word from your local station. This is On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
All right, folks, we welcome you back to On the Air with Chad Morris. We are live at the Catfish Hole in Fayetteville. Folks, let's welcome in Yelda Froholt and Drake Greenlaw as we come back to the program. And let's welcome in Razorback great Quinn Grovey as well. All right, I'm going to get it started here, guys. Then I'm going to turn it over to Quinn. Yelda, I'm going to begin with you. We were talking with Coach about how all these bodies look different. You look a little bit different. What's this been like for you guys?
It's a lot of running. So, of course, the offensive line, it's been a little – it's a big transition for us. We were a lot of power before. But one thing that Coach Stur has really done a tremendous job at is still – making sure that we're explosive, we're powerful, but we've really, really emphasized a lot more conditioning, making sure that we can keep running even though we're tired.
What do you get to eat tonight? That's the big question.
Hey, they're lining everything up right now, so I don't. when Coach leaves, I think I'm going to go ahead and go crazy.
There you go. Hey, Dre, it's different on the defensive side. I mean, lots of things are different. Kind of give us a sense of what it's like for this group.
Really, you can get out of this group really just, you know, a bunch of guys just playing fast and playing hard. You know, Coach Chavis has done a tremendous job just pushing us and making sure we play to the whistle and make sure we're playing when we're tired. I think we struggled with that a bit throughout the year. So finishing in the fourth quarter. So I think, you know, as a team and, you know, one of our goals is just, you know, keep going hard, you know, keep pushing the extra inch, you know, when we're tired. And, you know, we've just really been emphasizing that.
All right, I'm going to let you talk a little ball with Quinn here now.
So, Dre, you talked about Coach Chavis, and how is it playing in his system?
You know, Coach Chavis, you know, he's first off, he's just a great guy, you know, to talk to, and he's very passionate about the game of football. And when you got a coach like that that's just as passionate, you know, as you are about the game of football and got just as much energy, you know, a lot of people say, you know, he's too old and, you know, but no, Coach Chavis, he comes every day and he brings that same great energy. And, you know, to have a coach that's, you know, that's just, you know, a well-respected and experienced as he is, it's just an honor just to be on the same field as him.
Yeah, you talked about at SEC Media Days how he blitzed you till you can't see anymore. And that's a philosophy, and I think that's a system that players like to play in.
No doubt. We were actually in Skelly today, and, you know, Skelly, you know, there's no offensive line, no defensive line. You're just going against, you know, receivers. And every play he called was a blitz for the wheel linebacker. I was like, Coach, you ain't going to let me drop and, you know, try to get some picks. And every play was just, you know, wheel linebacker blitz. It's no D lineman, no offensive lineman. I'm just sitting there blitzing every play. So that's kind of what you can kind of expect for the year.
Now, Yella, we've talked about the offensive line and how you've had to bring along a lot of new guys. You've got some guys that that don't have as much experience. So just talk about you being the leader of this group and just really bringing them along.
You know, all these young guys have really done a tremendous job at just listening and doing whatever they've been told to do. You know, we have a lot of young guys playing on the line right now or starting left side or all redshirt freshmen, you know. And I think they've done a tremendous job of really buying into the offense. Coach Fry is an absolutely amazing coach. He breaks a sweat in meetings because he's demonstrating the techniques, making sure we're all lined up and really showing you the hand movement. You know, he's still a player by heart, so you can see him moving around in there. He never sits down. So these young guys are really doing great, and you can see him every single day. Like, they're getting better. They're really being attentive to everything that happens, or paying attention, I mean, to everything that happens in-game and then taking it from that meeting and onto the field.
Now, you've been a guard basically – well, you started on defense, but now you were an offensive guard.
Sir.
Talk about the transition from guard to center and some of the challenges you face with that.
I feel like at center, you're already a bit leveraged whenever they're playing a little wider on you. Since you're already at the ball, it's kind of tough for me to make sure that I'm covering up the defensive lineman before. As a guard, I kind of had them – they had to move a track around me. Now that's just a straight shot to the quarterback, so it's a little bit different. You know, we have some great defensive linemen. They challenge me every day. You know, Sosa come in there, and he's blowing me up, and I get – pissed. And we have Armand, we have TJ, you know, we have a bunch of great dudes that's really helping me, making me better.
Well, I mean, you're good friends with a guy who made that transition as well. I mean, he played up and down the line, but he was a center for us in Frank Ragnow, and he played anywhere we needed him to. Talk about how Frank has helped you grow with that transition.
You know, I've tried to message Frank back and forth. You know, he's up in Detroit. He has a lot on his plate already, and he's playing left guard now. You know, that's a guy, you can see a guy that really is versatile. He started off at right guard coming in here and then playing center, and now he's in the league, and he's a starting left guard. You know, so if there's anyone that you need a nitpick, it's that guy, and I've done as much as I possibly can, not trying to be too annoying.
All right, guys, stay put. Back with more in just a moment. On the Air with Chad Morris continues after the break. We're on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
It's football season in Arkansas. Tailgating with your friends and family, you want the best meat on your grill. Pettigene Meat makes the best hot dogs. A Pettigene Griller or the all-beef Frank will score big time.
Oh, you want to complete that tailgate meal? Pettigene Meats has the hickory smoked Arkansas sausage, hot links, and Polish sausage. Oh, the best hickory smoked bacon around. Pettigene Meats, and taste the difference. It's the official bacon and ham of the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics.
Copilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Hog fans are loyal, and Domino's rewards loyalty with free pizza. Now Domino's has made it easier than ever for loyal friends like you to score free pizza when you order online, in-store, or by phone. Start earning points for your free pizza any way you order today. That's any way you order, online, in-store, or by phone. Sign up for Piece of the Pie Rewards online at dominoes.com/rewards. Open only to U.S. residents 13 and older with a pizza profile account. Only one order of $10 or more per day earns points. Points must be redeemed online.
On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westbrock Coffee, continues after this word from your local stations. This is the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
All right, folks, let's welcome back Dre Greenlaw and Yelda Froholt as we continue with On the Air with Chad Morris. We are live at the Catfish Hole in Fayetteville, our first edition of the year. Going to be on Wednesday nights this year. It's going to be an every week thing, Wednesday nights. Guys, I've heard a lot of your teammates, I've heard the coaches use that term, buying in. You know, you got a new staff, you buy into what they're doing. As the veterans, y'all were asked to do it first. And then transfer all that on to the other guys. I want both of you to kind of take us through that process because, Yelda, the first thing they had to do before you could sell anybody else on it was sell you. So kind of what was that like for you?
I think, you know, it's tough for a guy. You know, we're coming in here to Arkansas. We commit to a coaching staff, and you really want it to succeed no matter who it is. And the situation didn't end up the way we wanted it to, but we were lucky enough for us to bring in a tremendous coach in Chad Morris. Since day one, he has done nothing but be the same guy. And that's honestly extremely, I guess, gratifying to know that every single day you're coming in, you got a coach here that believes in you, that loves you, and he also expresses it. And the way that he wants to build this program, I think, has been tremendous. And I think, honestly, it hasn't been that hard to get the younger guys coming along because they're all, as you said, they're buying into it. And, you know, coach is bringing in speakers. You know, he's focusing on a mental game of football. It's not just something you have or you don't have. It's a process of growing as a man and becoming a man and taking that step forward. And I really think that everyone has bought in, and it's honestly not been that hard to adjust to a coach like Coach Morris.
Has it been that way for you too, Dre?
Just to back up kind of on what he said, it kind of has. And, you know, you're talking about buying in, but, you know, before you have your young guys, before you have your team buy in, you got to have everybody buy in. You got to have your leadership buy in. And most importantly, you know, you got to have your coach buy in. You know, when you're a player and you see the passion and the energy that your coach brings every day, I mean, you have no choice but to bring that passion. You know, like you said, our standard is best. And, you know, and I can see, just like what Yoda said, you know, every day you see those at our coaches. You can see our coaches bringing that forth, their best effort every day. And, you know, as an older guy, you know, as a guy that's, you know, that went 4-8, you want to make change. You want to see that change. And if you see your coaches doing it, you got your leaders on your team doing it, you know, the young guys have no other choice but to follow in because that's the standard. And I think we've been doing a great job of just buying in. Everybody's buying in. Everybody's taking it one day and one step at a time in order to get better and make that change. And I think we've been seeing it.
Well, one of the things I know about both you guys, you're both tremendous team players. But, you know, sometimes there are awards and watch lists that come your way. And, you know, Yella, you've been on the, nominated for the Outland Award, Werfel Award, and the All-State Good Works team. And then, Dre, you're the Buckus Award on the watch list. So just talk about that and what it means for people to recognize your talent.
It's humbling, honestly. You know, you put so much work in every single day, and the only thing that you guys really see is just what happens on Saturdays. And that's just, like Coach Moore's also said, it's just a tiny, tiny piece of everything that we do. Saturdays should honestly be the easiest day. Practice should be hard. We should be challenged outside of that. We should go through situations every single day that's really hard. And being recognized to these nominations, you know, it's humbling, but at the same time, you know, you just got to make sure that you don't just step back or fall back and say, oh, hey, I'm nominated. I'm all good now. You know, I'm one out of the 50-something guys that's nominated for the Outland Trophy or whatever. Now it's even more empowering. You know, I want to go out every single day and even be a better and prove to these guys that, hey, yeah, I am what you guys say I am.
Drake? No doubt. It's very humbling. But, I mean, you know, you sit and you know, you get these recognitions and stuff, but – You know, just as a competitor, as a guy that's like to compete, it's great to have those, you know, recognitions and, you know, people recognizing what you're doing. But I mean, in my mind, I want to go win it. You know, I want to go. You know, I need to go make myself, you know, the best me possible every day in order to get, you know, to win it, not just be nominated for it. And you know, I think just a lot of people just, you know, kind of settle. And like Yoda said, they kind of take that step back and, oh, I've kind of made it. I've done this and that. But, I mean, if you're a true competitor and, you know, you want to compete at a high level, then, you know, you don't just want to be recognized. You want to go out there. You want to, you know, give every day your best in order to win it.
Now, both of you guys talked about the 4-8 season last year, and we won't talk much about that. But, yeah. You know, our baseball team had a lot of success. Our women's softball team had a lot of success. And the fans were going bonkers. Oh, yeah. I mean, quite frankly. I mean, did that make you guys really want to go out and deliver something this year in your senior season to this Arkansas Razorback fan base?
Most definitely, man.
Oh, yeah. Just I want to win, man. Like, if you're in this game and you don't want to win, like, you need to get out of here. If you're not – honestly, like, all those nominations, I throw them out the window if I can just win games. Like, I want to win. I don't care if I – you know, it's not going to happen, but if they really need me to line up out in a slot receiver, like, I'll do whatever you need me to do. Like, I want to win games. Like, I don't want to be, as you say, we don't want to talk about it. I don't want to be 4-8. It's, as Coach also said, it's like, have that in the view of your mirror, but make sure you're looking out front, you know. Look ahead. Look at all those games and, like, you know, we don't be afraid to say, hey, you know what, we're going to go into Bama and we're going to beat their butt. Like, we're gonna win. Like, you have to have that mentality. And even last year, like, I went in every game thinking, hey, our game plan is the best and we're gonna freaking win. Yeah. I can't have any other mentality. I'm sorry.
I love it.
Have to have that. And in the end, like, and you want the fans to go crazy over football. You know, hey, it's cool with baseball. It's cool with softball. But hey, if football's going well, the town might explode, honestly. Like, it's going to go crazy.
No, just to kind of back off what he said, man, it's just like, of course we got 4-8 in our rearview mirror, but, I mean, we all know if you're a true Arkansas fan and you live in the state and you know what the program's about, you know that, you know, Fayetteville's not going to be Fayetteville until the football program get going. Yeah. So, I mean, let's be honest here. Like, I mean, congrats to baseball, basketball. I love them to death. But, I mean, you know, we're a football school. You know, we want to – so, I mean, you know, the goal for us this year is just to go out there and win games. And we want to win games, you know, no matter what. And most importantly is having fun doing it. You know, like, it's our last chance, man. We're seniors. And, you know, you look back at this thing, you know, all the people that's in there, you know, on your team in the room, you know, those are the people that's going to be with. You're going to be with, you know, for a while. And when you go back and you look at memories and, you know, the stuff you did and the achievements, you know, you're going to have to look back and go on and ask yourself questions, you know. And, I mean, and for me, in my senior year, and my focus and my purpose and my mission is just to
go out there, have fun, you know, with my teammates, and give it all the line for my teammates, because I know in the end it's all about my teammates. So, yeah.
Folks, let's hear it for Dre Green, Law and Yell, and Throw Holt. Weren't they great? Gentlemen, thank you. Great job. Chad Morris is going to join us again after the break on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
You're listening to On the Air with Chad Morris. Fans, don't forget the Battle Line rivalry continues November 23rd on Black Friday in Columbia. Your Arkansas Razorbacks versus the Mizzou Tigers. With Mizzou leading the series 3-1, Round 5 is sure to rock the gridiron and heat up the border. And it's all being presented by Shelter Insurance. We're back at the Catfish Hole after this timeout on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
This is the Pepsi that's got a date with your taste buds. We're talking a two-step with you and two tacos at 2 a.m.
Order number 83. Come on, you're up.
This is the Pepsi that has mastered the art of the late-night munchies and is always down to dig into some deep dish. This is the Pepsi for po' boys, pulled pork sliders, and the godfather of all sandwiches, the Godfather. This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
Getting off the injured list and back on the field is a goal. So when you're facing a sports-related injury like a sprain, fracture, break, or dislocation, bring it to Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital, the official medical provider of the Arkansas Razorbacks. We provide a range of treatment and services, including physical therapy and minimally invasive surgical procedures for your hip, knee, and shoulder. To learn more, visit northwesthealth.com. Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital is owned in part by physicians.
Yarnell's is the official ice cream of the Arkansas Razorbacks, featuring flavors like Woo Pig Chewy, Hog Wild for Cookie Dough, Razor Tracks, and Hog Heaven. Yarnell's is also the official ice cream of Painting Your Face Red, wearing a plastic pig on your head, yelling suey at the top of your lungs, and hugging sweaty strangers because the hogs won in overtime. We couldn't be prouder. Yarnell's, official ice cream of the Arkansas Razorbacks.
It's time for a word from your local station. This is On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
All right, we welcome you back to On the Air with Chad Morris as we continue from the Catfish Hole in Fayetteville. I want to talk a little bit more about Yelda Froholt and Dre Greenlaw with Coach in just a second, but I want to recognize a couple of people who are here tonight. Over to my right, Jim Lindsay is here tonight. Razorback great,
yes,
Jim
sir.
Lindsay is here. And we were talking about an Outland Trophy nominee. We got an Outland Trophy winner right here, and Mr. Lloyd Phillips is here with us tonight as well. So we want to welcome them and make note of them. Coach, when you come into a new program, obviously you inherit players. You hope you inherit players with maturity about them. And watching Yelda and Dre, I remember when they were young players. You obviously were at a different spot, but you inherited a couple of good ones there.
Some great ones. One of the things that really just stands out about these two young men, and we've got several just like these guys. I mean, we got a whole bunch of these seniors that are just as hungry as these two young men here. But the one thing, they made it really clear and really evident early on is that, Coach, we want to be successful. We want to take this program to the next level. Just show us, point us in the right direction, give us some guidance, and let's do this thing together. And from the very first day, these guys have been just like that. They talked about me being the same. They've been the same every day. They brought their leadership every day. There's challenges that we put in front of them, and they've never backed down from that challenge. And that's why they're two of the best leaders we got on our football team.
Sorry, you clap. Go ahead. We had a question a little bit earlier from the audience about rule changes, and I wanted to bring one thing up that is going to be different when you go to the football game now on kickoffs. You can fair catch it inside the 25. They bring it out to the 25. You can't hit them inside the 25, or it can go out to the 40. It's a whole different situation now, isn't it?
It is, and it's going to be very interesting to see how teams scheme that. And that play being one of the most exciting plays in the game is it going to be a fair catch? You know, there's a lot of schemes. Is there going to be more squib kicks? Is there going to be more onside kicks? You don't know that. And that's something that we've kind of discussed as a staff and worked. And the one thing I do know is when you do call a fair catch at the back end, you better catch it or the ball will be spotted where it is once you recover it. Or if the guy catching the ball doesn't call a fair catch, but someone else calls a fair catch, it's spotted right where you catch the ball. So there's a lot of changes that are taking place. And you know what? If it's best for the safety of this game and for the players, then I'm all in favor of it. So that's what it's shown to help. And so we'll see. We'll see how this thing goes.
You raise an interesting point because, you know, fans watch the game and things change. And you say sometimes, gosh, this isn't like football used to be. From a coach's perspective, though, these are your players. These are your kids, so to speak, and safety has to be at the forefront.
Well, we talk to our coaches all the time, and all our coaches have kids, and I've got a son, and man, you want someone that's going to take care of these young men like they were your son, and you know if it's whatever that is in the benefit of them, not just on that football field, but also off that football field, and raising these young men the right way, and you know I've always felt that it takes a village to raise a family, and there's been many people in my life that have helped raise my two kids or our two kids, and we're being blessed with a platform to help these young men, and if it's involving the safety of them at practice, the safety of them in a game, you're all in favor of it. Whatever it takes to keep this game safe and keep these young men engaged and being a part of it, I'm all in favor of that.
All right, quick break. Final segment coming up on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
Life is better with football and with First Security. We have the resources and the know-how to tackle your needs, plus a local team you can count on. So you're making better plays because First Security is making better happen during this season and every season. What's your better? Get there with us. Stop by your local First Security banking center or visit us online at fsbank.com today. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales Event. The last chance to get 0% APR financing for 72 months and 1,000 Ford credit bonus cash on a wide lineup of Ford SUVs. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Expedition. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by September 4th, 2018. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
Razorback fans, be a go-getter. Earn a degree from the University of Arkansas, no matter where you live. Study online, pay in-state tuition, and take your career to the next level. Apply now. Go to online.uark.edu to find a program that's right for you. The University of Arkansas online at online.uark.edu. For the go-getters.
It's time for a word from your local station. This is On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and West Rock Coffee on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
We'll be right back.
the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee, continues after this word from your local stations. This is the Razorback Sports Network from IMG. Back with a final wrap-up and look ahead. It's the last segment of tonight's show, presented by Exmark Professional Mowing Equipment. Trusted 2-1 by top landscape pros over the next best-selling brand of zero-turn mowers. Once again, here's Chuck Barrett.
All right, we welcome you back. Final time tonight, first show of the year. We'll be back next week at 7 o'clock for our pregame edition of On the Air with Chad Morris. Now, I'm going to ask you to do something here at the end of the show. We got a full house tonight. Now, coaches got to get right back to campus. They've got some meetings tonight. So if you would, when we're done, kind of let him exit, I guess, stage right for us. And if you would do that, we'd certainly appreciate it. You mentioned the Mott game on Saturday. You got practices the rest of this week. You still got a lot of competition going on in a lot of spots.
We do. We got several positions that are still wide open, and we're also trying to create depth at other positions as well. And so that's the challenge as we move forward through tomorrow, and obviously today's practice, and then Friday being a big practice for us as well.
And you know, we talked a little bit about the Mott game, and then you go into next week, and I mean it's. It's all systems go at that point.
It is. We'll actually have our first practice of the week Sunday night, and we'll be on the field. I believe it's around 7:30 Sunday night. We usually go for about an hour. Kind of, if it was a regular week, we would play on Saturday, and then Sunday we would go out and kind of clean things up and kind of start looking a little bit ahead to the next opponent. So that'll be Sunday night.
Well, Coach, it's been great tonight. We're obviously just into it. We got a lot more to do. Folks, let's hear it for the head coach of the Razorbacks.
All right.
Let's hear it for Coach Chad Morris. He's going to exit. And we appreciate all of you being here. Standing O as the head coach its exit tonight.
Thank you.
Want to remind you that Fan Day is coming up. We got the one big hog call coming up the Friday before game day at 1 o'clock. We're going to talk some more about that next week. So be here at 7 o'clock. Till then, thanks for listening. And we'll talk next Wednesday night.
Been listening to On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG. On the Air with Chad Morris has been sponsored by Lindsay. Lindsay is number one in apartments, golf, and real estate. Westrock Coffee, the official coffee of the Razorbacks, roasted right here in Arkansas. Find Westrock locally, online, and proudly served in Razorback Stadium. First Security Bank, what's your better? Get there with First Security. By your Arkansas Ford dealers, the Ford F-150 is the official truck of the Razorbacks, built Ford tough. By Pepsi, all for the Hogs. Petty Jean Meats, proud to be the official ham and bacon of the Razorbacks. Taste the difference with Petty Jean Meats. By Shelter Insurance, Shelter is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Arkansas-Missouri Battle Line Rivalry Football Game. For your auto, home, and life, we're your shield. we're your shelter. Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital. Go where the Razorbacks go. By the Arkansas Attorney General's Office. For consumer tips, go to arkansasag.gov. CenterPoint Energy. Proud supporter of Razorback Athletics. Always there. And by the legendary Catfish Hole Restaurants. Proudly serving the best fish, chicken tenders, and hush puppies anywhere in Arkansas. On the Air with Chad Morris has been an exclusive presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports.